The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Many locales observe today as the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. Others observe it this coming Sunday. So to keep things even, we'll observe it both days. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, May 18th, 2023, Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. For many, it is the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, and if that's observed in your locale, it's a holy day of obligation. And Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Today we experience Jesus in his risen body ascending into the fullness of God's kingdom. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that church movements and groups may rediscover their mission of evangelization each day, placing their own charisms at the service of needs in the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you fancy a trip to Mars? Well, that is becoming ever more a possibility. A well-known billionaire has promised that he's going to get us all to Mars, or at least all those who want to get there. And apparently, some form of flight will begin there in 2024. All you need is to have $500,000. Now, with a bit of luck, that might go down to $100,000. And you can join the trip. At least this is the promise. It will take 9 months to get there. And obviously, 9 months to get back, should you want to come back. But there's also the possibility of establishing oneself there permanently. But it made me wonder, why all this fascination with going up, going high, going to the skies? And it made me think, Lord God, that maybe it is because you have put this in our hearts as a sort of spiritual instinct. It's in our blood, or perhaps better, in our psyche. Because we have a spiritual instinct for heaven. We want to go up physically because we want to go up to heaven. We are wired for heaven, made for heaven. And I think it's this instinct which can help us to understand today's feast of the Ascension. Now, it's the Ascension in some countries, whereas in other countries, it's moved to Sunday. Let's remind ourselves what happens, and we can be helped by the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus gathers with his disciples, and then we read, he was lifted up while they looked on, and a cloud took him from their sight. Lord Jesus, you go up to heaven, but it seems you go up even physically. The cloud covers you. They no longer see you. Let's turn to the gospel, which also gives us some beautiful information. And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place. Jesus, you are there at the right hand of God. Of course, heaven is not a physical place. Even though it's interesting that in numerous languages, not English, but other languages, the word for heaven and the word for sky is the same. Lord Jesus, we pray that you may help us to understand the significance of the Ascension. Unfortunately, this feast gets a bit lost. It's almost like an appendix to Easter. But the feast speaks to us, Lord, of your triumph. The triumph of Christ in heaven. The resurrection, we could say, Jesus, is your triumph on earth. But the ascension is your triumph in heaven. I like to think of all these sci-fi films like Star Wars or films like that. And very typically, at the end of the film, when there's been some great victory, you see the princess, whoever, being crowned, or a great celebration which somehow acknowledges the victory of the goody in front of all. A crowning, a wedding, a celebration, but which all can see the glory of the noble victor. And Lord Jesus, that helps us to understand a little bit your triumph in heaven. Jesus is truly there at the right hand of God. He took his place, as we've just read in the Gospel of Mark, at the right hand of God. And here we need to understand particularly the Jewish mentality, the Jewish way of thinking, the biblical way of thinking. Because to be at the right hand was to share the same dignity. So it means equality. Jesus, you are there at the right hand of the Father. It's a way of telling us that you have gone to take your rightful place as Son of God, at your Father's right hand, sharing his throne, equal to him, one with him and the Holy Spirit. But here is the most beautiful thing. You share the Father's dignity also there with your humanity. Jesus, you are truly Son of God, but you are also Son of man, Son of woman, Son of Mary, truly human. But your humanity is now glorified. So this tells us that humanity has a place in heaven, and a glorious place. Insofar as we are part of the body of Jesus, we can, if we remain faithful to him and don't get cut off through sin, we can share his triumph. The church is the body of Christ. So again, I repeat, as long as we don't cut ourselves off like those branches cut off that wither and die, as long as we don't do that, we will be part of the body of Christ and share his glory. So lots of beautiful truths come together in this feast. The divinity of Christ, the glorification of humanity, the communion of saints, the fact that as part of the church, we are part of the body of Christ. And of course, the goal of heaven, that heaven is our goal. Remember a nice story that a priest told. He was there preaching in a school one day, and he asked the children, "How many of you would like to go to heaven?" And all the hands went up. And then he said straight afterwards, "Okay, and how many of you would like to go to heaven today?" I think at most there was one or two hands. Interesting. People want to go to heaven. Well, not so much. At some point, perhaps. The point being that our desire for heaven is perhaps not as strong as it should be. If we really had faith in heaven, if we really had faith in the glory and the happiness that awaits us, of course, we'd put our hands up. I want to go to heaven now. That was the great dilemma of St. Paul, wasn't it? He wanted to be gone and with Christ. He knew that was far better, he said. And yet, he also felt the need to stay on earth to help the Christian communities he had formed and was taking care of. And as a result of that, he accepted, as it were, the readiness, the sacrifice to stay on earth. But this is St. Paul teaching us that to be in heaven is far better. So today's feast speaks to us also of our desire for heaven. And perhaps we could examine ourselves as to how intense that desire is. Do I really want to go to heaven? Or do I want to get there eventually once I've had fun on earth? No, Jesus, we know that this world is a vale of tears with suffering and disappointments. But heaven is pure, unalloyed happiness. Jesus, give us an ever greater desire. Send your Holy Spirit into us to foster that desire in us evermore. But there's another beautiful thing about this feast, and it's related to those words of our Lord at the Last Supper. He said to his disciples, "It's good for you that I go, because if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come to you." Jesus, these are mysterious words that you say to us, and yet they can be understood better if we bear in mind something which a number of the church fathers said. They saw the Holy Spirit as the kiss between the Father and the Son. Isn't that beautiful? The kiss between the Father and the Son. Christ returns to heaven, Son of God, and kisses his Father again. And that kiss breathes out the Holy Spirit. From the union, or the reunion, of Father and Son in heaven, the Holy Spirit is breathed out upon earth. So this reunion of Father and Son in heaven is good for us because they breathe out the Spirit upon us, and they continue to breathe out the Spirit upon us throughout history. Here we see how one feast leads to another. The Feast of the Ascension leads to the Feast of Pentecost, which is 10 days later, 10 days if Ascension is on the Thursday. From today's feast, we could try to have an ever more intense union and prayer to the Holy Spirit. Indeed, there's a lovely tradition of this devotion of 10 days of preparation for Pentecost, between the Ascension and Pentecost, in which we try to talk to pray more to the Holy Spirit. Let's try to do that. And of course, the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles when they were there praying with Our Lady. Our Lady was in their midst. We read about that in the Acts of the Apostles. Let's try, in this month of May, we're still in May, let's try to be ever closer to Our Lady, so that close to her, she who is the magnet for the Spirit loves her. Where Our Lady is, the Spirit wants to be. So that close to her, the Holy Spirit will come down ever more forcefully, ever more powerfully upon us too. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Ascension Thursday, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer with the entire church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and a pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant, the Lord, the Valiant in War.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of Armies, he is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Sing to God. Sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
Sing to God, sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing to God, sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
The Lord God has ascended on high. He has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
The Lord God has ascended on high.
He has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord God has ascended on high. He has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King to the sanctuary. The singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head. Judah's princes, a mighty throng. Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple, high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King, to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
The Lord opened their minds. Alleluia.
That they might understand the scriptures. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. I plead with you, as a prisoner for the Lord, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, with perfect humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another lovingly. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and works through all and is in all. Each of us has received God's favor in the measure in which Christ bestows it. Thus you find the scripture saying, when he ascended on high, he took a host of captives and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What does this mean but that he had first descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens, that he might fill all men with his gifts. It is he who gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ, come to full stature. Let us then be children, no longer tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine that originates in human trickery and skill in proposing error. Rather, let us profess the truth in love and grow to the full maturity of Christ, the head. Through him, the whole body grows, and with the proper functioning of the members joined firmly together by each supporting ligament, builds itself up in love. I declare and solemnly attest in the Lord that you must no longer live as the pagans do, their minds empty, their understanding darkened. They are estranged from a life in God because of their ignorance and their resistance. Without remorse, they have abandoned themselves to lust and the indulgence of every sort of lewd conduct. This is not what you learned when you learned Christ. I am supposing, of course, that he has been preached and taught to you in accord with the truth that is in Jesus. Namely, that you must lay aside your former way of life and the old self, which deteriorates through illusion and desire, and acquire a fresh spiritual way of thinking. You must put on that new man created in God's image, whose justice and holiness are born of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When Christ ascended on high, he led captivity captive.
He gave gifts to men. Alleluia.
God ascends to shouts of joy. The Lord to the blasts of trumpets.
He gave gifts to men. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. Today our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. Let our hearts ascend with him. Listen to the words of the Apostle.
If you have risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. For just as he remained with us even after his ascension, so we too are already in heaven with him, even though what is promised us has not yet been fulfilled in our bodies. Christ is now exalted above the heavens, but he still suffers on earth all the pain that we, the members of his body, have to bear. He showed this when he cried out from above, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And when he said, "I was hungry, and you gave me food." Why do we on earth not strive to find rest with him in heaven even now? Through the faith, hope, and love that unites us to him. While in heaven, he is also with us, and we, while on earth, are with him. He is here with us by his divinity, his power, and his love. We cannot be in heaven, as he is on earth, by divinity, but in him, we can be there by love. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us, nor did he withdraw from us when he went up again into heaven. The fact that he was in heaven even while he was on earth is borne out by his own statement. "No one has ever ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven." These words are explained by our oneness with Christ, for he is our head and we are his body. No one ascended into heaven except Christ, because we also are Christ. He is the Son of Man by his union with us, and we, by our union with him, are sons of God. So the apostle says, just as the human body, which has many members, is a unity, because all the different members make one body, so is it also with Christ. He too has many members, but one body. Out of compassion for us, he descended from heaven, and although he ascended alone, we also ascend, because we are in him by grace. Thus, no one but Christ descended, and no one but Christ ascended, not because there is no distinction between the head and the body, but because the body, as a unity, cannot be separated from the head.
During the 40 days after his passion, he appeared to them and spoke with them about the kingdom of God.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
While he was with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the fulfillment of the Father's promise.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
Christ are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Ascension Thursday. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord says farewell and ascends to heaven from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Jesus came and said to them,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, this was quite the day of mixed feelings for the apostles. Yes, Jesus is ascending into heaven. He's leaving. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Like the apostles, we remain partly perplexed and partly saddened at his departure. It is not easy, in fact, to get accustomed to the physical absence of Jesus. I am moved when I think that in an excess of love, he has remained with us even when he has gone away. He has gone to heaven, and at the same time, he gives himself to us as our nourishment in the sacred host. Still, we miss his human speech, his way of acting, of looking, of smiling, of doing good. We would like to go back and regard him closely again as he sits down at the edge of the well, tired from his journey, as he weeps for Lazarus, as he prays for a long time, as he feels pity for the crowd. It has always seemed logical to me that the most holy humanity of Christ should ascend to the glory of the Father. The ascension has always made me very happy, But I think that the sadness that is particular to the day of the Ascension is also a proof of the love we feel for Jesus Christ our Lord. He is God-made man, perfect man, with flesh like ours, with blood like ours in his veins. Yet he leaves us and goes up to heaven. How can we help but miss his presence? The angels told the apostles that it was now time for them to begin the task before them, that there was not a minute to be wasted. With the Ascension, Christ's earthly mission comes to a close, and ours as his disciples begins. It is good that today in our prayer we hear the words with which Jesus intercedes for us before his Father. I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, out of our proper place in society, out of our job or family, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. Jesus wishes each of us to remain in his place, sanctifying the world from within, improving it, and placing it at the feet of God. Only thus will the world be a place where human dignity is valued and respected, a place where men live in peace, in true peace, the peace which is so closely linked to God. Today's feast reminds us that our concern for souls is a response to a command of love given to us by our Lord. As he goes up to heaven, Jesus sends us out as his witnesses throughout the whole world. Our responsibility is great, because to be Christ's witness implies, first of all, that we should try to behave according to his doctrine, that we should struggle to make our actions remind others of Jesus and his most lovable personality. Those we live and work with, those we come in contact with, should find us loyal, sincere, joyful, and hardworking. We should behave as people who fulfill their duties honestly and live as children of God in the ups and downs of each day. The ordinary norms of courtesy, how we greet others, our cordiality and spirit of service, which for many are merely conventional and external, have to be in us the fruit of charity and an expression of real interest in someone else. Jesus departs, but he remains close to each of us. In a special way, we find him in the tabernacle, perhaps in one not far from where we live or work. Let us have recourse to him there, even though often we cannot go physically but only with our heart, and ask him to help us in our apostolic endeavors. Let us tell him that he can count on us to make known his teaching everywhere we go. The apostles returned to Jerusalem in the company of Mary. With her, they awaited the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let us too prepare for the coming of Pentecost, staying close to Our Lady. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's now 13 minutes before the hour, and we pray once again with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up into heaven will return in the same way. Alleluia.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up into heaven will return in the same way. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up into heaven, will return in the same way. Alleluia.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all, forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all, forever.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
He led captivity captive.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Alleluia.
The Lord has been lifted high above the earth and draws all things to himself. Let us cry out to him in our joy.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Lord Jesus, King of glory, you were offered once as the victim for sins and ascended to the right hand of the Father.
Make perfect for all time those whom you sanctify.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Eternal priest and minister of the new covenant, you live forever to make intercession for us.
Save the people that praise to you.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
You showed yourself alive after your passion and appeared to the disciples for 40 days.
Confirm our faith today.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Today, you promised the Spirit to your apostles to make them your witnesses to the ends of the earth.
By the power of the Spirit, strengthen our own witness.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving
for the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
So happy Ascension Thursday, and if you don't observe the Ascension until this Sunday, don't worry, we will too. Morning Air is coming right up with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.